And a very good Thursday evening to you. I am John Rothman, delighted to be with you, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on KGO, News Talk 810. And as I always tell my dear friend Shirley, there is no place I would rather be than right here with you. Well, we have an exciting program tonight. It really is an important program. In the last hour of the program, we'll talk hard politics. We'll talk about the Republican debate. We'll talk about the Dow closing down 391 points. We'll talk about all of those issues and how they affect us. In the second hour of the program, what I think may be the most important single story to come out of Washington in a long time. The nation's top military official said today that Pakistan's spy agency played a direct role in supporting the insurgents who carried out the deadly attack on the American embassy in Kabul last week. This is a stunning story. It has tremendous implications, and we will discuss that in the second hour of the program. Please be aware that of all of the foreign policy issues we face, this may be the most critical, and we will discuss it. But as I promised last night, you'll recall several weeks ago, we talked about the Postal Service. We talked about the issues involved in the Postal Service. And one of our listeners, Ronald Freiberg from Hayward, sent me an email, and he said, John, the man you should have on the air is John Beaumont, the California president of the National Association of Letter Carriers. So from our listeners, we learn. And I am delighted that John has agreed to come in tonight for several reasons. Let me bring you up to date. A House of Representatives panel yesterday approved a bill that would end Saturday mail delivery by the U.S. Postal Service and establish a process that could lead to worker layoffs in that cash-strapped agency. Of course, you have heard that the Postal Service is in trouble. You should know that the President of the United States has come out now in favor, and this was rather surprising, come out in favor of the elimination of Saturday delivery. And as we have talked, the current mail system of the United States is no longer financially sustainable. That is what the U.S. Postal Service people are saying, and they're looking at $1 billion in cuts to its various services. And this, of course, is raising a lot of concern, a lot of issues, and so I invited John Beaumont because he is the California president of the National Association of Letter Carriers, and we're delighted to welcome you, John. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Now, let me get right to it. The Postal Service costs and expenses, the idea that we may eliminate Saturday mail delivery, the fact that we may have massive layoffs in the Post Office Department, that we may close some 3,000 post offices around the United States. How are you reacting? What do you think? What are your people saying?
Well, I think first we need to look back a little bit at how this has come about and what we're looking at and things that the public has not heard and does not understand, some of the things the Postal Service has gone through with its finances over the past 5 years, due just prior to the recession. In 2006, a postal reform law was passed that required the Postal Service to pre-fund 75 years' worth of its future retiree health benefits within just 10 years. This is not for any employees that currently work for the Postal Service whatsoever. It's for employees that are going to be hired up to 75 years from now. In other words, it is to pre-fund retiree health benefit employees that have yet to be born.
Now, how was that put in place?
Well, that was put in place through the Postal Reform Act, and what they do is they mandate the Postal Service to pay $5.5 billion every year, and no other federal agency or private enterprise is forced to pre-fund similar benefits like this, especially on such an aggressive schedule.
So who put that through? Was it the Congress? Was it political lobbying? Was it the
unions? It was put through by Congress and pushed through and signed into law by President Bush.
All right. Now, how did the union element react to this law? Favorably, unfavorably?
At the time it went through, the union was unfavorable to having mandates of this sort going through, but there was no recession at the time. So the Postal Service was actually bringing in almost that amount of money in profit prior to 2006. After 2006, as a lot of people will mention and it's been brought up, first-class mail has dropped dramatically. And the Postal Service has had to rely on giving a lot of its enterprise, a lot of its revenue, into paying this $5.5 billion a year. It's actually accounted for 100% of the Postal Service's $20 billion in losses, which both the president and the Republican House Committee have brought forward over the last 4 years.
Now, I've got to ask you this question. Say I go online. I order a lot of books. I love getting books. And I order a book, and I'm doing it online, so I'm not having to send anything in the mail. But the interesting point, and you made this to me earlier, is when I get that book in the mail, it comes in the mail.
That's true. That's true. Matter of fact, close to 80% of parcels that are ordered through a lot of the online companies, eBay, Amazon.com, and exclusively Quickster, which is Netflix's mail division, that's all priority mail. Priority mail is cheaper and less expensive than anything UPS or FedEx has for the same product at the same price. It offers the consumer different choices, and they've chosen to use the Postal Service.
Is that why the Post Office is losing money, though, because their rates do undercut the others?
No, they're losing money mainly because, well, actually, the loss of money is very, very minute if you take away the money that we're paying in the future retiree health benefits. As a matter of fact, if without the mandate, we would have actually been profitable after the last 4 years, about $400 million. So we're not able to actually use the borrowing authority that we have that goes up to $15 billion.
So would you, as the California president of the National Association of Letter Carriers, would you favor rescinding that mandate?
I would favor actually, yes, not just rescinding the mandate, but if we have to go ahead and continue to pay this mandate, that they should allow us to use the surplus that we've actually overfunded into our retirement accounts of civil service and FERS. Federal Employees Retirement System and the Civil Service Retirement System are both overfunded. The FERS is overfunded at approximately $7 billion, and the Civil Service Retirement System account is overfunded by approximately anywhere from $50 to $75 billion. $50 billion is the conservative amount.
Okay, let me ask you. So they're overfunded, and you decide to take that money and use it now. My question becomes, what happens to the retirement system?
The retirement system is already fully funded. This surplus is above and beyond being fully
funded. Who controls that surplus?
The Office of Budget Management.
And why won't they release it?
There's all these different laws that are going back and forth trying to release it right now, but there's a discrepancy between both the Democratic and the Republican Party in the House as to what should be done with it. In the Senate, it seems like there seems to be more of an agreement between Senator Susan Collins and Senator Carper on the same committee in the Senate to try to look at ways to release that money to come back in.
Okay. I just want to be clear about that money. That money is sitting there now. It's not doing anything, am I right?
That is correct. And actually, it was done to a calculation error that was put forward by Congress over 40 years ago, where the Post Office continued to pay over and over again into the retirement system more than it needed to. And it just kept building up and building up on the percentage that was allocated back in the 1970s.
So just so I'm clear, if that money, $100 billion, I guess, total, somewhere along those lines, was taken out and used, it would not affect the retirement system at all?
It would not affect the retirement system whatsoever, and it's not taxpayer money.
All right. Now, I've got to ask you about Saturday delivery. A lot of people concerned about that. I was remarking that I can remember when during the holiday season you had two mail deliveries a day. You even had a mail delivery on Sunday. A lot of people rely still on snail mail. And the reality is they're talking about eliminating Saturday delivery. Is that a good idea or a bad idea from the postal carrier's point of view?
Well, first of all, it's a bad idea, but not just from the postal carrier's point of view. We have hundreds of thousands of businesses that rely on the Postal Service, small and large, that need to have six-day delivery out there. If you take away six-day delivery and shift to five-day delivery, they still have to have their businesses, they still have to have their product delivered. They will look to another company. Those companies will charge them a premium to deliver on Saturday. So it'll actually cost the consumer more money. Then we're looking at, look at prescription drugs. If you don't have Saturday delivery, and then there's a Monday holiday, and your heart medicine or diabetic medicine is coming on Monday, or it was supposed to be coming on Friday, you might not get it till Tuesday.
And let me point out, because I have a prescription which arrives by mail.
That's correct.
And I hadn't thought of that. You're right.
Yeah, most prescription drugs now more and more are getting moved by the mail because to save costs, Medicare, Medicaid, and all the private companies are actually requiring that the individual consumer mail order their prescription drugs because it also saves them money to do a product and gross. And it also helps their delivery costs and not going through the pharmacy. So they save money, the consumer saves money, but the product needs to get there on a timely basis. If a prescription drug is late or delayed, just like produce, we deliver a lot of produce through mail. A lot of people don't think about that. Think of companies like Harry and David out of Oregon. They deliver produce to the mail. So if we're going to delay their mail one day, and possibly there's a holiday in conjunction with that, what happens to that those fruits and pears and everything that they deliver? So there's a lot of different companies that rely on Saturday delivery.
800-800-810 is the number. John Beaumont, the California president of the National Association of Letter Carriers, is here with me in studio. I'm going to open up the lines, let you ask your questions. Pro and con, if you have questions, tough questions, hard questions, you think the mail service is absolutely dispensable, give us a call. We want to know what you think. 800-800-810 is the number right here on KGO. My friends, there are many business people out there working hard to make ends meet. Taking business deductions is one of the benefits of running your own show. But what do you do when you get that audit notice? What do you do when the government wants to investigate? My friends, I'll tell you what to do. Call Steve. The Law Office of Stephen Moskowitz, LLP, is the tax law firm that people turn to for help with tax controversy and all other tax matters. If you want an experienced tax law firm that other business owners turn to, call Steve. If you want the quality representation of a big firm and the personalized service of a small firm, call Steve. If you want a tax law firm that works on a flat fee so you don't have to worry about escalating legal fees, call Steve. Determine your next step with a free consultation. To schedule your attorney-client privilege consultation, won't you please call 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL, 888-TAX-DEAL, or visit stevemoskowitz.com. And email Steve. And when you do, you make sure you tell Steve John Rothman sent you.
Here's a crazy mortgage idea from Cash Call. If you refinanced your mortgage with someone else into a 15 or 30-year fixed rate in the last 18 months, Cash Call will redo your loan at a lower rate, guaranteed, with absolutely no closing costs. This is so easy. Whatever fixed rate you have, we'll lower it on the same terms and we'll pay for everything. No deposits, no fees. You'll just need to do the regular paperwork, most of which you've already done, and we'll do the rest. For example, say you closed your 15-year refi last year at a rate of 4%. We'll close you again at 3.5% rate and APR up to $625,000. You pay nothing. No deposits, no fees. Easy. Call 866-590-CASH and ask for the do-over refi.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rates subject to change without notice. Cash Call reserves the right to terminate the program at any time. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License.
The do-over. 866-590-CASH.
You should be happy that the governor took action yesterday on our state's most crucial issue. So you can now order your beer at a bar with a big stick of celery in it if you want to. Woohoo.
You want to talk about it?
We will. On KGOAM, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
News Talk 810.
Getting rid of termites should be easy. That's why Planet Orange created Easy Pay, the industry's first and easiest way to pay for orange oil treatment. Get rid of termites and spread the cost over three payments. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule your free inspection. Planet Orange takes the worry out of treating termites with a bulletproof two-year warranty and free annual reinspections to ensure your home stays protected. Planet Orange makes it easy, and that's why they are the largest certified orange oil company in the country. Call now at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule your free home inspection today. Easy treatments, easy pay, and the industry's best warranty. What could be easier? Don't wait. Even the phone number's easy. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
When you have a Sutter Health Network doctor, you have a doctor who believes there's no one quite like you. A doctor who's committed to developing a personal relationship with you. And when you have a Sutter doctor, you can bet your doctor has a relationship with dozens or even hundreds of Sutter specialists who provide advanced care when you need it. And chances are, these Sutter specialists have a relationship with your local Sutter Health Hospital, like California Pacific Medical Center and Novato Community Hospital. So you see, having a relationship with your Sutter doctor means you have a relationship with an entire network of care, so you get the high-quality, personalized care you deserve. And if you don't have a relationship with your current doctor, maybe you should consider switching to a Sutter Health doctor. Sutter Health, with you for life. Find your Sutter doctor at thedoctorforyou.com today.
John Rothman with you right here on KGO. My guest is John Beaumont. He is the California president of the National Association of Letter Carriers. We are talking about this because, as you know, the ISA committee in the Capitol yesterday approved a bill that would end Saturday mail delivery by the U.S. Postal Service and establish a process that could lead to worker layoffs at what we are told is a cash-strapped agency. And in order to deal with the problems of where we stand, we invited John Beaumont to join us because of his role with the National Association of Letter Carriers. 800-808-1010, I've got a packed board, so let's get right to the calls. TW calling from near Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to KGO.
Hey, what a strong signal. It's always a pleasure to be able to listen to KGO when I'm in the California area.
Delighted.
But, hey, listen, I got to say that Saturday deliveries become somewhat archaic. You know, it's an outdated system. It needs to be completely overhauled. Now, granted, I've been all over the world, and I say it's 10 times better than the postal system in Canada or anywhere else that that I've lived. But the government needs to take this over and almost like militarize it. That way there's no need for a union. The developers need to, when they build new subdivisions, they should have to pay a certain fee to have mail delivery out in that area, more boxes, less home deliveries. There's so many things that can be done to cut costs, hire less people as people retire. There's just tremendous amount of things, but Saturday delivery has become outdated.
All right, TW, stay with me. Don't go away. I want John to answer you. John, what do you say to TW?
Well, first of all, Saturday delivery is not archaic. It's something that the consumer has wanted and overwhelmingly wanted it for years. And you're talking about, when you're talking about how successful that we are over the years, I mean, and how successful Europe is, and you compared Canada, we have more deliveries in the state of California than the entire country of Canada. We have a lot more deliveries that were out there. Matter of fact, we deliver 150 million deliveries every single day. While the competitors that we have out there, private companies like FedEx and UPS, that only deliver 5 days a week, they at the most, they deliver 20 million addresses a day. So we're out there. We're out there every day. We're out there in the communities. And a lot of people actually want to have their Saturday delivery. When people are out there and they request to have their parcels delivered, when do they want them delivered back? They want them delivered back on Saturday. Because why? A lot of people work Monday through Friday into the evenings and can't get to the post office to pick them up. A lot of magazines, when do they target to have their mail actually delivered? They're delivered on Saturdays. The stock market, a lot of their papers, like the Kiplinger paper and a lot of them, are all delivered on Saturdays. Why? Because the IPOs open up on Monday. You don't deliver on Saturday. You deliver on Friday. You don't get a jump on the stock market when it opens up. So there's a lot of different reasons why you want to have Saturday delivery.
All right. I appreciate the call. He mentioned unions.
Correct. He mentioned unions.
Now, it was mentioned, as I heard it, in a pejorative way, as if unions are a problem. Are unions a problem in terms of what the post office is doing?
Unions are not only not a problem in terms of what the post office is doing. They're not a problem in what this nation is doing. Actually, minimum wage would not be $7.75 an hour across this country if it wasn't for unions pushing to have minimum wage raised. Yet unions make over minimum wage. They try to help everybody out in the middle class move up, and even those that are less fortunate. Without unions, health benefits would be worse for everybody across the board. As a matter of fact, a lot of the health benefit proposals that have been put forward are based on proposals that unions have out there. In the Postal Service, the unions work with management. They actually work together to try to get things done. When we're looking at cost savings, that was brought up. Well, there's been more cost savings done with the unions working with management over the last 10 years than without the unions being involved.
And you should point out, again, that $100 billion the government is holding.
Correct.
Has nothing to do with the unions. It has to do with the government holding back that money.
That's right. That money is being held back and not being released forward due to some archaic laws that were put forward back in 2006 that don't take into account allowing us to move the money to pay for our future retiree health benefits. You mentioned other companies. You mentioned changing. All those companies and everything that's been mentioned by the previous caller, none of those companies pre-fund their future retiree health benefits.
All right, let's go to Ruthie calling from Tacoma, Washington. Ruthie, welcome to KGO.
Hi. You know, I've always had the most basic understanding of competition to be something, having something or a service that the other guys don't. And one thing the other guys don't have is Saturday delivery of all days of the week. Why would you cut off the only one that's exclusively postal service? Why not Wednesday? Just keep Monday because UPS won't deliver produce and things on Mondays, and so that gives an advantage to the postal service. And the mail, to my understanding, is processed continually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether it's being delivered or not.
Well, it has to be. If you've got 150 million pieces of mail every day.
Well, that's something the other guys don't do because that mail is kept at room temperature because people are working there. You know what they do with it at UPS and the others? They lock it in a warehouse, and depending on what the temperature is outside, that's what you get.
Mm.
And that means medicines, nuts, steaks. It's just... It's not an improvement to cut out the very things that they compete at best. The last thing I really would miss is the employment process at the Postal Service. The civil service entry exam and placement and promotion tests are blind. It was one of the first equal opportunity employers, and it gives priority hire to veterans. It's essentially a veterans employment agency.
I want you to know, Ruthie.
Laid off?
Ruthie, if I were president of the United States, you'd be a candidate for postmistress general.
I'd like to clean that up and the stamps, too.
I appreciate your call. 800-800-810 is the number. My guest in this hour is John Beaumont. He is the California president of the National Association of Letter Carriers. We are affected by mail delivery every single day. Remember the old slogan? Rain, snow, sleet, hail, nothing stops the delivery of the mail. Well, that may not be so true today. I am John Rothman. It is 10:30, and there is one thing we never miss, and that is Michael Harris with news, traffic, sports, and weather. I know if it were snowing out there, if it were raining out there, if it were sleeting out there, he'd still be there, right, Michael?
That's right. Don't forget the gloom of night. That's the next one.
No, we're on at night.
Yeah,
it can't
right.
be gloomy. It can't be. All right. Here he is, Michael Harris.
All right. Thanks, John. This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Longtime Bay Area residents will remember newsman Bob McKenzie for his work on local television. McKenzie died today at the age of 75 after a long battle with cancer. McKenzie graduated from UC Berkeley with a degree in journalism and worked for the Oakland Tribune for 14 years. He then moved on to become the television critic for TV Guide before making the move to on-air reporting for Channel 2 in 1978. During his tenure, he racked up 13 local Emmys and a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Radio Television News Directors Association. He's survived by his wife, daughter, brother, and two grandchildren. The Republican-led House has passed a short-term spending plan that will keep the government running past September 30th if it passes the Senate, an uncertain prospect. The measure averts a possible government shutdown. The House rejected a similar spending bill Wednesday, forcing Republican leaders to regroup and tweak the measure with further spending cuts. Kidnapping victim J.C. Dugard is now suing the federal government for failing to track Philip Garrido. The lawsuit claims the parole agents assigned to supervise Garrido failed to discover that he was keeping her captive in the backyard of his Antioch home.
She's trying to correct the system so that something like this doesn't happen again.
Dugard's publicist says she's not seeking the money for herself, but rather for the nonprofit group she founded to help families recovering from traumatic experiences. Philip Garrido and his wife, Nancy, meanwhile, are in prison after pleading guilty earlier this year to kidnapping Dugard when she was 11 years old and holding her captive for 18 years. A Texas woman who hasn't cut her hair in more than 40 years was delayed as a security risk when she went through screening at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. 53-year-old Isis Brantley hasn't cut her afro since she was 12 years old, and all that hair, well, just seemed like to TSA screeners to be a good place where someone could hide a weapon. She says a female agent started digging in her scalp looking for weapons, but Brantley was unarmed. In sports, the Giants in L.A. again tonight where they fall to the Dodgers 8-2. In Oakland this afternoon, the A's topped the Rangers 4-3. Checking KGO traffic, no stalls or accidents. Plenty of road work in Pittsburgh tonight, eastbound 4 at Love Ridge Road. All eastbound lanes will be shut down beginning at 12:30. They'll reopen at 5:30 tomorrow, and that'll be going on every night through September 27th. In Hayward, 880 in both directions between Tennyson Road and Winton. Look for overnight road work to have multiple lanes and ramps shut down until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Rush hour is brutal. We can help. Before you get on the road, log on to KGORadio.com. You'll see real-time traffic jams, accident reports, and exact speeds along your commute. Sign up for free alerts sent directly to your mobile phone or PDA. That's KGORadio.com. KGO weather calls for partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny after some morning fog and low clouds. Look for highs in the low 70s to upper 80s and possibly low 90s well inland. Right now in downtown San Francisco, 59 degrees. I'm Michael Harris, KGO Radio News.
KGO Radio has your chance to spend an evening with Joshua Bell when he plays Glazunov in Tchaikovsky with the San Francisco Symphony. October 5th through the 9th at Davies Symphony Hall. Celebrated violinist Joshua Bell begins his San Francisco appearances with a virtuoso performance of Glazunov's Violin Concerto, a piece filled with expressive longing and plaintive romanticism. For your chance to win tickets to see Joshua Bell with the San Francisco Symphony, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com.
When I finally started my own company, I knew there'd be plenty of things that I'd need to pay for. Computers, benefits, electricity, rent, staplers, and hopefully lots of employees. But there's one thing I never wanted to pay for: my business checking account. So that's why I chose Citibank. They made it easy to get my monthly checking fee waived as long as I use one of their featured small business services, like payroll, which I'd use anyway. And the money I saved on fees, I was able to spend on more useful things, like an alarm system for the office.
At Citibank, we've made it easy for you to avoid a checking fee. Simply use a featured small business service or just maintain a minimum balance. Visit your local branch or go to citibank.com/businesschecking to find out more. What's your story? Citibank can help you write it.
Citibank N.A. member FDIC. Offer may be modified or withdrawn without notice. The terms, conditions, and fees for accounts, products, programs, and services are subject to change.
Look, every day we're using more and more energy.
The world needs more energy.
Where's it going to come from?
In Australia, Chevron is building one of the biggest natural gas projects in the world. Enough power for a city the size of Singapore for 50 years.
What's it going to do to the planet?
Natural gas is the cleanest conventional fuel there is.
We've got to be smart about this.
It's a smart way to go.
We agree. At Chevron, we believe the world needs all kinds of energy, and we're producing natural gas to help provide it. Find more we can agree on at Chevron.com.
Len Tillum here. Worrying a little about investments is a pretty natural thing to do. You do it, I do it. Sometimes it's good to have some help sorting it all out. A great guy to help with that is Pat Vitucci. Vitucci and Associates has several offices around the Bay Area. Pat's a local guy. He's an independent financial advisor. He's been KGO's advisor for the past 7 years. I don't know about you, but thinking about my investments and how they should be allocated and wondering when to buy and what to buy, not my idea of fun. Call Pat Vitucci. Pat's a good guy to talk to. He'll be glad to provide a complimentary, no-obligation consultation for you. Call Pat Vitucci anytime at 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. Call Pat Vitucci. You'll be very glad you did.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Psst. Hey, don't tell anyone, but you can get huge savings right now at Mattress Discounters.
Hey.
What?
You're live right now.
I'm on the air? Well, in that case, I'm telling everyone that they can save $1,000 on a Posturepedic luxury pillow top and get a Queen Serta for just $397. There's huge savings on Serta and Sealy mattresses, plus Mattress Discounter's lowest price or its free guarantee. I never could keep a secret.
Mattress Discounters!
John Rothman with you right here on KGO, and my guest is John Beaumont, California President of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Again, I want to thank listener Roland Freeberg of Hayward, who sent me the email suggesting we have John Beaumont on. And so, Roland, if you're listening, many, many thanks. We have a couple of questions by email. Let me just ask them. This comes from Rob in Newark. He says, why so many stamps? The artwork, design, doesn't that mean high costs?
You know, I'm not quite sure how to answer that. I don't see that there's a lot of different costs on the artwork and stamps. A lot of the stamps itself, they don't make that many changes to stamps. And there's been a lot of talk over the years of trying to raise money for the Postal Service to try to commercialize stamps. And some ideas like that may be a different way to go that could bring in more money.
Well, sure. When my son had his bar mitzvah, we had stamps printed that had his picture on the stamp.
Correct.
He loved that. And, of course, the other question, why is there such a long wait at the post office? I know why there's such a long wait at the post office. Forget it. Let's go on back to the calls. Jeff calling from Santa Rosa. Jeff, welcome to KGO.
Thank you, John. I enjoy your show, and I appreciate you having this guest. I want to go back to the thing about six-day delivery or reducing six-day delivery. I think it's a bad idea, but my understanding is we keep talking about getting rid of Saturday delivery and that the Postal Service may not get rid of Saturday. They may determine that there's another day during the week that is better for them to give up. Maybe they won't deliver on Tuesday or Wednesday. How are businesses supposed to survive and post office survive if they do that, the loss of business? And those companies will say, well, we don't need the Postal Service. We'll go somewhere else. I wondered if your guest could respond to that.
Okay, go ahead, John.
Sure. You're absolutely right. What's going on right now when you're talking about that, there was a bill that went through and markup in the subcommittee today by Daryl Issa put a bill forward. And in his bill, they want to reduce mail delivery service to 5 days. And even less for rural areas. So now 5 days or less, we're looking for less for people in the rural areas. And the 5 days, it doesn't say which 5 days there is. And there's never been a guarantee it'd be Saturday. Matter of fact, the Postmaster General Potter, the previous postmaster, said in a forum in Nashville, Tennessee, a year and a half ago back there, when asked would it absolutely be Saturday, he said, no, it could be Tuesday, Wednesday, it could be any day. And that would hurt businesses across the board. It wouldn't help save the Postal Service money. It would actually lose money for the Postal Service. And think about it. Congressman Issa wants to give even fewer days to rural. So more and more people who are out in rural America would get less service. Last I remember, the word postal service, the second word is service. That's what we should be providing to the people.
Thanks very much for your call. Let's go to Ann calling from Oklahoma City. Ann, welcome to KGO.
I strongly disagree with the remarks he just made. I live in the suburbs of a large city. I absolutely hate Saturday delivery. And I could be happy with getting my mail 3 times a week. I see that truck go by every day around noon. I think, what a waste of gasoline in each one of the mailboxes in this large suburb. And all I get are flyers, a few minor informative letters. And I don't even pay bills by mail anymore. Everything is done electronically. I want to know why they don't put natural gas on those Jeeps they'd ride around in. And secondly, years ago, the downtown areas in the town of 100,000 that I grew up in had delivery twice a day in the downtown areas. Why don't they make a corridor downtown for the businesses that need this daily delivery, including Saturday? But personally, out here in the suburbs, people work in the city and they'll go for several days without even checking their mailbox.
All right, stay with me. Don't go away. And let's get an answer from John. John, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, what we've been hearing a lot from rural America itself is actually that they do depend on having Saturday delivery, especially when we need to have products and as far as prescription drugs and everything moved out to those areas. But the thing that you put forward and the idea that you put forward on the natural gas, that's something that's very interesting and something that we actually support and want to work towards. But see, the Postal Service needs to green its fleet. There's no doubt about it. The workers of Post Office, management, Post Office agree on this. That would be a win-win situation, not just for the Postal Service, but for Detroit, which has been having a hard time through the recession. We could actually green our fleet and keep out clean air vehicles throughout the neighborhoods. The problem is, though, at current time, the Post Office is mandated to pay that $5.5 billion, which we keep bringing up because that's what keeps hitting us, and we need to make sure that we take care of that. There's actually a bill out there by Congressman Lynch that's H.R. 1351. That's H.R. 1351 that will actually look at this surplus and look at recalculating the payments that are out there. But if they didn't have to pay that, They have a $15 billion line of credit, which they can use for writing out, putting through new products, changing the fleet, all sorts of things that they can move forward and make changes that the Postal Service does need to make. They need to move forward. But how can you move forward? How can you make those changes if you're saddled with making a payment that no other federal agency or no other private industry in the United States is required to make?
Yeah, great answer. I appreciate your call. 800-800-810. I am John Ruffman. My guest is John Beaumont, California President of the National Association of Letter Carriers, right here on KGO News Talk 810.
It's hard to surprise people in California. I mean, you've pretty much heard everything. Well, here are three facts you might not know. One, California raises more turkeys than any other state. Two, California has roughly 500,000 seismic tremors a year. And last but not least, GEICO has just announced new low rates in California. All right, true. Saving money with GEICO isn't exactly surprising. But now you could be saving even more. I'm talking possibly hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. And all you have to do is call or stop by your local GEICO office. Very personable folks over there, by the way. So don't forget, GEICO has new low rates in California, the state where you could be fined for bothering a butterfly. I don't even want to go there.
Your local GEICO office can help you insure more than just your car. They can help you with motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 925-676-1111 today. That's 925-676-1111. Or visit your local GEICO office at 2340 B Monument Boulevard in Pleasant Hill.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever. And there's never been a better time to buy. Diamond prices are going crazy. The Jewelry Exchange has a huge stock they imported before the prices went up. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy-shaped solitaires for just $18.90. 1 to 2-carat standard solitaires are just $9.90 per carat. And we're holding the price on our 1-carat studs at $3.99. This is an incredible value. The Jewelry Exchange has the hottest designer lines in micro pave, invisible, and platinum. We set in size while you wait and guarantee the rings we make to appraise for double. Some restrictions apply. 2-carat amethyst and diamond pendants are just $39. 3-stone rings start at just $169. And we have thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants all at incredible prices. Plus, no interest for 6 months. Don't miss this opportunity before prices go up. Buy Factory Direct and save the Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 367-6500, or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
Push, dare, high five, fist bump. You own your own business. You put it all on the line every day, and you celebrate your successes. So maybe it's time to really push the envelope, rev that business engine. It's time for Valpak, the famous blue envelope with an 87% open rate and one of the highest ROIs of any marketing program. In the mail, online, on the phone. Visit Valpak.com or call 1-800-4-VALPAK today and see results tomorrow.
Your carpets need cleaning. The old-fashioned way leaves detergent residue behind, making your carpet a giant sticky dirt magnet. That's why Mary trusts Zero Res in her business.
I'm a real estate broker. I have a lot of properties that I take care of. I rely on Zero Res. Yes, I do. I have painters and handymen, and then Zero Res is on that same list of people I can count on to do their job right the first time.
What does Mary know about their patented water-only system?
I'm not that familiar with it. I just know it works. Other people could never have got them this clean. No detergent. It's always a fresh smell. A very clean smell.
She's used Zero Res for years in countless homes, always with the same result.
There's never been a stain they couldn't get out. Wine stains, other kinds of food stains that just wouldn't come out any other way. And they were able to get them out and they didn't come back. That's the trick.
Do what Mary's been doing for 8 years. Call Zero Res. 800-979-9066. Pay for 3 rooms and get the 4th room free. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 800-979-9066. 800-979-9066.
John Ruffman with you right here on KGO. My guest is John Beaumont, California President of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Again, my thanks to a listener, Roland Freeberg, who is from Hayward, who sent me the email and connected us. So thanks so much, Roland. Let's go to Karen, calling from San Francisco. Karen, welcome to KGO.
Hi, and good evening, and thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So my question is, I was told that there may be a program in place that in the event of a disaster, that letter carriers are being tasked with bringing emergency medicine to every household in the nation. So I want to know if this is true, and if it is true, why would they task the Postal Service with doing this?
Actually, that is true. It's called the City Readiness Initiative. And what we're doing right now is we're working with the different cities across the country to get an agreement to be able to provide that product to that the community and the citizens of that city. The City Readiness Initiative is new. It's just coming out. Why they would ask the post office to do that is we are the only agency in the entire United States that go door-to-door 6 days a week. So you're talking about Saturday delivery again. Hopefully nothing happens in some of these areas that needs to have medicine delivered on a Saturday if we're not going to be having a postal delivery on Saturday. San Diego is our newest online for City Readiness Initiative. Now, why is San Diego so important? Well, let's talk about what just happened in Japan recently with the nuclear power plants and how the tidal wave hit them. And the first thing all the communities wanted was an easy and quick way to have iodine tablets delivered to all of the communities in the area that surrounded those nuclear power plants. Right next door to San Diego's San Onofre nuclear power plant, right on the ocean.
I appreciate your call. It's a great question and a very important one. You pointed out to me that you used to be a letter carrier right here in San Francisco. In the Tenderloin.
That's correct.
You know every inch of the Tenderloin, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much so, yeah.
And postal carriers, they don't just check mail. For instance, what happens when a postal carrier finds that mail is stacking up for 2 or 3 days?
That's another program that we actually have called the Carrier Alert Program. And what it is we watch the community, we watch what's going on. If mail's stacking up, especially if someone there is disabled or elderly, we actually go to the door, try to find them on the door, and then we alert the authorities to go and say, hey, maybe something's wrong here. Many a time across this nation, we have had saved lives by having this program. We've even had a point in time where we've actually, letter carriers seen people actually, you know, having a stroke through the window, actually getting in there and helping them out and having the fire department come and rescue that patron.
My guest is John Beaumont. He is the California president of the National Association of Letter Carriers. As you can tell, what the post office does, well, it's the heart and soul of what many of us rely upon. 800-810-810, John Rothman, right here on KGO.
One day, the management of KGO Radio was asked about their female talk show hosts.
What's your chick situation?
They said that they had found someone.
We got one!
Someone?
A little neurotic, but not crazy.
A woman who admitted that she had a
relationship with my phone.
A woman who could be tough on callers.
I've known sheep that could outwit you.
A woman who could be tough on management.
How would you like me to make your life a living hell?
A woman named Pat Thurston.
Oh, my favorite.
The Pat Thurston Program, Saturday and Sunday mornings beginning at 1 a.m. on KGO. News Talk 810.
There's no better way to study the world's best golf swings than to watch them side by side on the range. Move down the line from Arnold Palmer to Fred Couples to Phil Mickelson, and you notice not just the differences, but the similarities, like their wonderful balance, rhythm, and timing. And if you look closely as they leave, you'll notice something else they have in common. The same timepiece, a Rolex Day-Date. Available in 18-karat white or yellow gold or platinum, the Day-Date is put through 15 days and nights of the most grueling testing before it ever leaves Geneva. That ensures that, like these great golfers, it will perform as well in the real world as it does in practice. To see a complete selection of Rolex timepieces, visit your official Rolex jeweler.
See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store. Tourneau. In the San Francisco Shopping Center.
My daughter's wedding day took some doing to get here, and that personal loan from One Main Financial. The loan specialist even let me pick my payment date.
Ready, Daddy?
Yes.
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Sometimes a news story deserves more than just a headline. KGO Radio News agrees, and that's when KGO turns to Spotlight 810. Spotlight 810 reports take time to go beyond the headlines, beyond the obvious, and go straight to the heart of a great story. You can hear Spotlight 810 reports during the morning and afternoon news. And now Spotlight 810 reports have been expanded to feature video and visuals only available at KGOradio.com/Spotlight810.
It's been said that the two best ways by far to save energy in your home is with roofing insulation and with double-pane windows. My name is Jim Callis. I'm in the mortgage business. but I work at home most of the time, so I'm even more conscious of saving energy, particularly nowadays. I'd like to say it was brilliant foresight on my part, but last year I had Armstrong install a foam roof on my house and replace all my old windows with new double-pane vinyl windows. Wow, what a difference. From the get-go, I noticed a drop in usage. Much, much lower PG&E bills. Energy costs may be going through the roof and out the window, but they don't have to if you call Armstrong.
If you want extra comfort and much lower heating and cooling costs, then there are few things, if any, that will achieve those rewards more than by installing Armstrong double-pane vinyl windows and Armstrong foam roofing. Call 777-1234. No area code necessary. It's so easy. 37s and 1234.
Wouldn't it be great to get up in the morning and clearly see the clock on the wall, the leaves on the tree, and the signs on the street? All totally free of your glasses and contact lenses. It's Gil Gross, and it's been more than 3 years since my LASIK with Dr. Scott Hiver, and I feel so lucky to wake up every day to such crystal clear vision. So why keep suffering with your contact lenses and glasses, especially now that Dr. Hiver is offering the all-new all-laser LASIK, a safer, faster, more precise way to fix your distance vision. And now if you complete all-laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by September 30th, you can spread your payments out over 24 months interest-free on your approved credit. So call now to schedule your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. He can see you in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. You just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747. Or, you know, you can go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V, as in vision, E-R.com.
John Rothman with you right here on KGO. My guest is John Beaumont. He is the California president of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Ken, calling from Ripon. Ken, welcome to KGO.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Ken. Thanks.
Yeah, my question is how can Congress fix this, and what's the difference between all the bills that are out there, especially with the latest, I would call it garbage from Congressman Isaias.
All right, let's get an answer. How do you differentiate on the bills?
Well, first of all, Congressman Isaias' bill is not to help save the post office. It's actually to dismantle the post office. And if you look through everything that's in that bill itself, it dismantles the post office. It hurts retirement programs. It hurts pension reforms. It does not bring the overpayment back over that's sitting there. And it removes, it doesn't say Saturday delivery, it removes a day of delivery of 5 days, or for rural areas, even less. Also, his bill would eliminate mail delivery service to 90% of the individuals out there and families who have their mail delivered out to the doors. So if you're out in the avenues out here in San Francisco, you guys have to walk to the end of the street and pick up your mail in a collection box because they don't want to deliver door to door if Darrell Issa gets it his way.
Boy, now, does this have any chance of passing in the Senate?
I don't think so. The Senate seems to be more even-minded. Both Senator Collins from the Republican Party and Senator Carper from the Democratic Party are seeming to try to work together. They understand that there's an overpayment. They understand that needs to be brought back. They also understand that the future retiree health benefits needs to be recalculated and shouldn't be paid unless it's being paid out of a surplus. Because why are you paying for future retiree health benefits when the Postal Service right now is actually, through attrition, and since 2005, we actually have 110,000 less jobs. That's 110,000 we're paying for retirement benefits. So it's just extremely important that when you're looking at the bills, the bill H.R. 1351 that's out right now, that bill by Congressman Lynch, and it's a bipartisan bill. Congressman Issa's is not. There are Republicans that have signed on Lynch's bill. That bill itself, if it could move forward, it would actually bring the money back, recalculate the money, and then another way of looking at it is after it's recalculated, it has to be decided, what are we going to do with that surplus? Is that surplus going to go back over, or are we going to change the way we're paying the future retiree health benefits? But no matter how you look at it, the relief is there. And H.R. 1351, of which I may say every Democrat in the state of California is on, except for Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. So if you're a constituent of Nancy, You know, I know she's the leader, a minority leader, but if you're a constituent, she supports the legislation. Would you please write her a letter? Would you please call her and ask her to please co-sponsor H.R. 1351?
Did she say she's not co-sponsoring because she's the leader?
Pretty much it seems to be. She doesn't quite say it that way, but that seems to be on both sides. They do that, unless it's their bill themselves. But with a bill as important as this, and every single Democrat in the state of California is on this bill, you know, we're looking to the leader to go ahead and sign on as well. So we would very much, and she has told us she supports the legislation. So it has nothing against the legislation, supports Lynch on the committee. He used to be chairman of the subcommittee on the bill, but we really do need her help to support it so we can have this, keep the Postal Service delivering 6 days a week.
Yeah, I've only got a minute left. I've got to tell you, everybody out there should know, we have a completely packed board. Everybody wants to talk to you, but our time is almost up. What is the message you want to convey as the president of the California of the California chapter of the National Association of Letter Carriers? What is the message you want to convey?
Well, first of all, I want to convey that there is another way out there to save the Postal Service without all these dramatic cuts that they're looking at going forward and losing a day of delivery and losing hundreds of thousands of jobs when we're supposed to be creating jobs in today's economy. As a matter of fact, of those jobs you lose, 22% of them, which has not been mentioned, are veterans, United States veterans that have served this country. We're going to put 22% of the Postal Service's people that you that are laid off through one of these other bills or movements to help suffice something that we don't even need to do. And those are people who have served, bravely served our country, servicemen and women. We should retain them and look at creating more jobs. The federal government under FDR created more jobs. That's what we need to look to do.
I want to thank you so much for coming in, John. John Beaumont, California president of the National Association of Letter Carriers. John, as this thing moves forward, we're going to bring you back because I think this is so important and we'll talk about it. But thank you, and again, our thanks to Roland Freeberg from Hayward, who recommended you come in. All right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, a shocking statement in Washington by our chief army people about Pakistan. It's stunning. We'll talk about it. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News.